Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, the National Prohibition Act wouldn't go into effect until October 1919, but Montana State Legislature, along with many other states, had passed prohibition laws that went into effect on January 1, 1919. No saloons in Butte will be open today or any day soon. Their swan song was sung at midnight when the final farewells were said. Cigar counters will be open today as usual, but there will be no white-coated attendants at the bars. The end has come. In another story, Butte enters era of unprecedented morality. All officers promise to enforce all the laws day and night. The people voted it dry, said the mayor, and that's the way it's going to be. From here on forward, there will be no illicit liquor selling, no gambling, no houses of ill repute, no roadhouses, no vice of any description. County Attorney Joseph R. Jackson said yesterday, the state prohibition law will be enforced to the letter throughout Silver Bow County. Regardless of what other opinions might be harbored by some, prohibition is in effect. Police Chief Murphy added, I will say that we have purged Butte of streetwalkers. There are no immoral women working the streets of Butte. We have eradicated that evil. We do not propose to give anybody a chance to quibble about the Butte police force being lax in enforcement. Sheriff John O'Rourke voiced this sentiment. If anyone is in doubt as to where I stand regarding enforcement, I refer them to our record. We have found some of our best friends violating the rules, but that cut no ice with us. We arrest them with the rest, showing no favors. State Attorney General S.C. Ford said last night at the Thornton Hotel, Butte is going to be cleaned up and kept cleaned up. Butte is worse than anywhere else in the state. I realize that Butte is a different town with a different class of people than any other town in the state, but that's no excuse for the conditions that exist here. Finally, in a story about the last day that you could legally buy alcohol, the last hours were sensational. Leading citizens rubbed elbows with old topers in the rush to load up on choice purchases to store in their cellars. And when it was all over, the warehouses resembled bourgeois businesses after an attack of the Bolsheviki. The shelves were emptied, the floor was strewn with litter, and the only leftovers were a few bottles of bitters. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.